This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, December 12th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. My name is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today as we discuss, gee whiz, it's Christmas already. And actually, I want to have a discussion on what exactly is a Bahamian Christmas, right? Clearly, there has to be some cultural about it, something cultural about it, right? What is it that you do, we do, as we celebrate Christmas? It's 14 days before Christmas, and starting on Wednesday, Aaron Green and I will start our 12-day countdown to Christmas, right? As we do some giveaways and engage the listening audience on topics regarding Christmas. But in order to preempt that, I wanted to preempt that and discuss exactly what is it that we as Bahamians do during Christmas, as the walk toward Christmas, the trot towards Christmas. And I have one or two things that I want to bring about to discuss Christmas in the Bahamas, but I want you to engage me. So the numbers are 323-6232, right? And 325-4316 and 325-4259. So I want you to call and engage me and tell me what traditionally you used to do during Christmas in contrast to what happens now. Know what type of things that you do home for your own family in terms of tradition, right? What starts your Christmas countdown, right? And that's what I'm going to discuss today. Is the real meaning of Christmas still religious oriented? Is it still Christ? And that's a flippant question, right? Where people would get offended and say, how dare you ask such a question? But truthfully, are a lot of people religious or Christian-oriented, and should they not celebrate Christmas because it's a Christmas holiday, a Christian holiday? Or can they celebrate Christmas too? Some people call it, what's the word they call it? They call it, the name escapes me, pagan, yes. So they call it a pagan festival. And if it is a pagan festival and it's joined with Christianity and they have two celebrations in one, surely those who are not interested in going to church should have the right to celebrate Christmas all they want, right? But I want to know whether the listening audience think that Christmas is a burdensome expense. Is the Bahamian populace becoming overwhelmed with paying for Christmas and not necessarily celebrating, right? How is it that they're able to celebrate without bankrupting themselves, right? What is Christmas about? Is Christmas for the kids? Or Christmas is about Christmas dinner and partying that you don't necessarily need to have the Christmas presents, the Christmas dress up, right? But you can actually have a good Christmas dinner, and that is Christmas there, where you can bring all your family together. But anyway, I have a list of things that I have collected and written down to discuss what is a Bahamian Christmas, right? And in long and short, and listen to Kermit, because Kermit said he playing John Canoe for the rest of the year, right? So when I say play Christmas music, it could be John Canoe Christmas music. right? And I said, yeah, man, we can play that. I want to know, is Christmas Junkanoo? Are they one in the same, right? When you hear the bass drums, the clicking of the cowbells, the horns and the whistles, is that Christmas? Is the countdown for Christmas is when the Junkanoo practice starts, and then you feel that Christmas spirit inside the air? Is having your boyfriend, your significant other missing during these last minute pasting, is that a part of the Bahamian Christmas, knowing that your child is busy in preparation for Christmas? I want to know, is that part of the definition of a Bahamian Christmas, right? I want to know, how important is Junkanoo during Christmas time? And when I say Christmas time, I'm talking about Boxing Day Junkanoo and also New Year's Day Junkanoo, New Year's Eve Junkanoo. If they are missing, is it still a Bahamian Christmas? You know, I mean, for 2 years during COVID, we had no Christmas, or no Junkanoo, I should say. Did that thwart Christmas? Did that make Christmas different, non-Bahamian? But definitely, we know the hotels had Junkanoo, just that the Bahamian people didn't have a national parade. But how important is that national parade? How important is Junkanoo? I also want to talk about the annual carnival that comes, that is here now. How important is that regarding Bahamian Christmas? Is it a tradition of yours to pack your family and take them to the annual carnival to experience the rides, to experience the corn dogs, to experience the pizza, right? Is that a part of Bahamian Christmas, something that you must do no matter what Christmas comes? And again, during COVID, we had no annual carnival. It got canceled last minute, and it was a confusion on who invited what. But it's back now, and I want to know, are you going? Are you prepared to pay the $5, $10 entrance fee, then pay for the booklet instead of the individual rides? But definitely before you go to Junkanoo, you plan to go to the carnival, the annual carnival, and celebrate there. Is that a part of your Bahamian Christmas, right? I want to know about Christmas caroling. Have you ever done that at all? Have you ever arranged with you or family members or friends or work colleagues to rent a bus, to rent a taxi, to go inside your small car and say, hey, I'm going to express this Christmas cheer by singing Joy to the World to my neighbors or to the old people in your community? Have you ever embraced that thought? You know, what does your church do? I know that St. Matthew's and a number of Anglican churches in general, and churches in general, are having Christmas production. Does your church have an annual Christmas production with songs and carols and singings, and they have the youth dancing and performing? Is that also a part of Bahamian Christmas? Is if that's missing, right? Will that say, oh, no, Christmas ain't Christmas because my church didn't have that production? What does your church do during Christmas? You know, and again, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the text lines are 422-GR96, which is 422-4796. And I want to hear your Christmas story. Or you can always text me and tell me what normally that you do during Christmas. I also want to talk about staff parties, right? Surely there should be an annual staff party, any year party for your job, at your job. And I want to know, how does your employers and your employees celebrate Christmas? Who should pay for the staff party? Should the employees pay for their or contribute to the annual staff party? Or this is something that the business, the corporation, should assume, absorb the expense and say, hey, staff, you work all year, and this is the annual Christmas party, and we will pay for the food and drinks. Anything extra that in terms of decoration you may want to do. But we know it's the end of year, and we want to celebrate with you? Or should they say, hey, ain't in our budget, but if you want to celebrate, I, as your manager, as your proprietor of your store, of the store business, I'm willing to come and join you all at whatever restaurant you want to pay, go out and eat. Is going to a restaurant the new norm now for Christmas, instead of the Christmas party? Do you go to the restaurant and say, yes, let's all meet? And who pays for that? You know, I'm a little concerned that I, as an employee, is supposed to be contributing to the annual Christmas, end of year Christmas party. What about Christmas bonuses? Do government employees get Christmas bonuses? They do, right? But should employees expect a Christmas bonus? Is that a part of what is Bohemian Christmas? You can't give an excuse. I work all year round, you know. I should expect a Christmas bonus at the end of the year, especially if the business is booming, you know. You know what's booming? I know Doctors Hospital booming, but I mean, I'm no business, but I ain't gonna call that name anymore. But anyway, I have a text here that says, well, Mr. Nuri, we are looking forward to a marijuana bill so we could start Christmas herb tradition. But they ruined it. If they don't pass that soon, they could forget about second term. Lincoln Bean might as well get ready to be PM. And that's rubbish, of course. And the marijuana bill, even though it is promised for the Christmas, I don't think that, again, that the Bohemian people understand what exactly is the government wants to do in regards to passing the law. And I think it's going to be medical marijuana only, right? And I'm waiting for it. I believe we need to have more discussions on what exactly the government plans to do regarding the marijuana bill. Will it be for export, you know, and who will be exporting it? Will it be all the farmers farming and then send it to one person to sell? How much will the government be involved, or they just will be collecting taxes? And these are the discussions we should be putting towards the government instead of saying, oh, they didn't pass the bill. We just don't understand what exactly is going to be done. Who will the bill benefit? And I don't necessarily think it's going to be benefiting the small man. I think it's going to be organized. It could be something similar to the numbers, where a select group will be in the forefront. And I understand that. You can't have everybody doing that. So I have another text here. Says, I never got a Christmas bonus in 23 years. Say, WhatsApp me a picture of what a Christmas bonus looks like, because yeah, that's a myth. And it all depends on where you work, right? And I know hotels employees tend to have Christmas bonus, at least the lying staff. And I'm not sure if that goes on. Does Atlantis still give Christmas bonus? I know they normally get ham and turkey. Do Bahama give out ham and turkey? Do hotels in general give out ham and turkey during Christmas? Or has that stopped? Has that tradition stopped? Is receiving a ham and turkey a part of Bohemian Christmas? Do your MP still, that's why I miss Leslie Miller here. Do MPs still drive around and give out ham and turkey during Christmas? I want to know what's happening now. What is this Bohemian Christmas about? What can I expect? What is happening now in the psyche, in the culture of being a Bohemian and celebrating Christmas? I know now MPs tend to have Christmas parties, and they give out inexpensive Christmas gift to the kids, right? And sometimes a little wine and drinks to the adults, right? Is that now a part of what we do during Christmas? Can I expect to say, hey, it's Christmas time, when my MP having his Christmas annual year-end Christmas party? And if he's not having his annual year-end Christmas party, that means he's not a good MP, right? Should we be pushing and taxing MPs every Yuletide season and saying, hey, you know, it's Christmas time. I expect a Christmas present. What about the garbage man? I know in my family, living in the inner city, every Christmas, especially on Christmas Day in particular, we would have given the garbage men $1, $2, or $3 or something to drink. Right, something to drink, you know, to get sodas, some half pint or whatever it is, and say, this y'all, time for picking up our garbage on Christmas Day, right? or Boxing Day, the holiday. And I want to know, is that still happening? Is this a part of Bohemian Christmas where the garbage men should expect to be given something by or from the community? I want to know, do you do that? You can call in and tell me, have you ever given your garbage man who comes around a gift during Christmas time, right? It's a great show as usual. Bohemian Christmas is a gift from John Bull. And I'm seeing that. I'm seeing that no one goes shopping anymore and buying a gift thought out to say, well, I bought this specifically for you, right? They go and buy a John Bull gift certificate, and that's that. You say, man, that's your gift radio. Everyone has this small, what is that? That's a light blue or aqua Christmas box for the big blue. It's small, you know, less than a fistful big. And say, hey, this is your Christmas gift right here. Or if you're lucky, you might get a perfume set, cologne set. But there's no thought in Christmas gifts anymore. I want to know, is that going to John Bull? Is that a part now, traditionally, a part of Bohemian Christmas that you should expect a small John Bull box? But I see that's getting common nowadays, right? Great show as usual. We start cooking Christmas dinner from 8 o'clock in the morning, Christmas Eve, and finish cooking at 6 a.m. Christmas Day. Man, that's early. I'm trying to remember what my wife or my mother does on in terms of preparation. I know that on Christmas Eve, that's all day cooking, as early as 6 p.m. and you cook throughout the night, and hopefully you finish by breakfast. By breakfast time, you know you eaten ham. You might not be eating turkey, but you eaten slices of ham, big time. And you might get a piece of macaroni for Christmas. And I want to know, is that happening in everybody's family, or that's just mine, right? That you start cooking Christmas early, Christmas food, Christmas dinner, early Christmas Eve? Or do you start really early in the week, right? Have you seen the prices inside of food stores? I know people are up in arms about the prices because we're having a price crunch right now. What are the prices looking like? I see there's a picture circulating, but eggs are now pricey, $11. Will you be putting eggs inside your macaroni? Or you could say, to hell with it, we're going to skip macaroni. Or are we saying, to hell with it, we have to buy the macaroni anyway. Whatever the price is, I have to pay, you know. Will there be small slices of macaroni in Christmas plates, you know? And that's what I want to talk about, right? What about New Year's Eve, New Year's Day? Is that a part of our Christmas tradition also? And that Christmas is actually a week long, right? Where you go from the 24th, because you know all the stores and banks start closing early, half day, right? They don't really work. Government employees don't really work. They just come in and then just disappear, you know, just clock in and say, well, that's me for the day. Does Christmas start from December 24th and then basically stops on January 2nd, you know? That's a week-long worth of holidays and carousing, right? Say, Bohemians need to grow up. Having ham and turkey is not a rite of passage. My God, that's blasphemy, right, Texter? I understand what you're trying to say, but I expect ham and turkey to having a great Christmas. I will cook anything and will have a smile on my face and everyone around me. Your MP don't need to give out food items to prove they are a good MP. Grow up, for goodness sake. And I will ask the text who texted that, what proves that your MP is a good MP, right? A number of them tends to fly around the world now. They say they represent the Bahamas, but they're not necessarily in the community. And we say good MP is supposed to be able to legislate laws, right? And I want to know also, if they're not giving out the ham and turkey, if they're not giving out the school book supplies, they're not giving out the annual Christmas party, if they're not finding new jobs, what makes your MP a good MP? So this text card says that Christmas is spending time with family and junk canoe. Now, mind you, I agree with that. Christmas time is family and junk canoe, and I tend to go family hopping like the Butlers, them having their annual Christmas, and they're going to stop there with the family, wife, and the children, them. And they invite us all the time. And I know that the majors tend to have their get together, and a reverend, he invites us, and we tend to stop there. So Christmas is a time of celebration and stopping to various households, right? But I'm not sure if Christmas is Jonkanu. There are a lot of Bahamians who don't necessarily celebrate Jonkanu. Now, look at me. Not you. I know you celebrate Jonkanu, Kermit. Yes. You didn't see the hard look. But I want to know, is Jonkanu important? Do I need to go on Bay Street? I have some friends, Bronson and Chad, them, who, what the first thing they do is when he comes from the United States, Chad hooks up with him, and he goes to the same seat every year to watch Saxons and Valley Boys rush. When they finish rushing, him and his family leave Bay Street and goes home. But I'm trying to say, is that important in celebrating Jonkanu? Because I don't go, right? When I do go, I normally go to Shirley Street and see if I could have my children in the midst of Jonkanu instead of being on bleachers. But I see that we are now into that sitting down type Christmas. You know, we don't want to be in the midst of the thumping and the walking in general. So I find that as entertaining as well, right? I was reading my texts. Say, tell the text who said we need to grow up, they ain't saved. Yes, I see that. I got a text saying that. Still reading my text and still wondering, what is it that you do on Christmas? What is it that is considered a Bahamian Christmas day? How important is having a Christmas dinner? Is Christmas about celebrating Jesus Christ and church, right? Or is Christmas about a meeting with family, right? And I see a number of Bahamians start their Christmas on November 24th-ish, 25th-ish, and in fact, Thanksgiving. When you see the American Thanksgiving, and a lot of Bahamians are celebrating that now, that's when Christmas season starts in the Bahamas. And I want to know if that's a new tradition in the Bahamas, Thanksgiving and Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Does that indicate the start of Christmas in the Bahamas? Are we very Americanized in the way we celebrate Christmas, right? I have a text. Text says, good day. In my family for Christmas and New Year's, breakfast is always stewed fish and conch. With fresh-baked Johnny Cake, Christmas dinner is usually done around 3 to 5 p.m. After our belly full, then we hit up the road, house hop, carnival, then Jonkanu. And this is typical, I think this is a typical Bahamian family right here. We do the carnival thing, we do the Jonkanu thing, we did the road hop thing, and I eat ham and turkey at everybody's house where I go to, and hopefully they have some kind of other food there, right? And around about 3 to 5 p.m., yes, we do that. On New Year's Day specifically, we do have the stew fish and soups. Do people eat soup for New Year's Day, or is it only my family that eats soup and stew and sauce on New Year's Day or post-New Year's Day? And definitely you need to have Johnny Cake. And I see they didn't mention any potato bread or cassava bread with this texture. But I also get potato bread with Johnny Cake or that coconut Johnny Cake. Do people put coconut in their Johnny Cake now? But I do that on, not necessarily on Christmas Day, or not necessarily on Boxing Day, because Christmas, Boxing Day, and the 27th and 28th, they're still eating ham and turkey, but definitely on New Year's Eve going into New Year's Day, I'm eating stews and soups. And I want to know, is that part of Bahamian Christmas? There's a church in Fox at Mount Olive. I'm sure, hopefully, I didn't call the wrong name. They've been inviting me every New Year's Eve, right on top of the hill on Fox Hill there, right? I'm sure it's Mount Olive. And because they have an excellent stew fish there. And they all say, man, Nuri, I know you'd be ducking church, but if you come to our church on New Year's Eve, you can get some good stew fish, right? And I'm hoping that this year I'm able to do that. Say a part of Christmas, Bahamian Christmas, is toting food, and we should play the KB song. Yeah, I believe in Toten. I have no problem with that. And I think that Toten during Christmas is also a part of Bohemian tradition. And I have no problem with it. And I am always eager to tote a good piece of cheesecake or a good piece of rum cake. I mean, plenty, right? See, they're talking about, this text is still talking about marijuana and weed for Christmas, you know? This is the next text says, CA, is God, it's God, celebrating Jesus' birth, family, then Junkunu or Carnival. So the text is saying, no. The real meaning of Christmas is celebrating the birth of Jesus. And this is what traditionally Bohemians do. And then it's family, and then it's Junkunu, and then it's Carnival, and it's going in that order. And I'm asking the texter whether all Bohemians, or the majority of the Bohemians, go to church during Christmas. I know we go to church during New Year's Eve because we feel that the New Year's is signaling that God may come and you don't want to be found outside of church. But I'm not sure necessarily that Bohemians go to church on Christmas Eve and bring it in for Christmas Day. I know Anglicans and Catholics tend to do those things, but I'm not sure if Pentecostals tend to have a Christmas Eve service going into Christmas Day. I know they have a Christmas Sunday when everyone dress up. You know, I know when I was younger, when we went, particularly on New Year's Eve, we went dressed for Junkunu. The church service was a preamble to the Junkunu celebration. You know, I ain't necessarily gone to church to say I'm going to worship. I just wanted to be there because that's a tradition, right? But the reason for the outing was Junkunu soon. So I was already dressed up in my jeans. I was already dressed up in my sweater. I was already dressed up in my big boots. So I'm asking why the watchman isn't calling his clock early so I can leave, right? And I want to know exactly from the texters, and I ain't get no call yet, but and potential callers, whether we have moved from that Christian celebration of Christmas, right? And have moved to a more secular celebration of Christmas, where it's mostly about food and family, and less about celebration of the birth of Christ. Is this the new normal? Right? Or is it being shared? It's being shared between the Christian community and the secular community. I also want to know is how important are Christmas presents? Do you need to give your children Christmas presents during this time? Or your significant other a Christmas present during this time? Or some type of token? Or you can say, man, it rough this year. Or it's too commercial this year, and I don't believe in this Christmas present giving, right? Let's just focus on Jesus this year and forget all about the presents, and let's celebrate that, right? Can that be Christmas? Can you humble yourself and subject your family to that? Say, hey, we ain't giving no Christmas present this year. We're going to concentrate on Jesus. Or the presents and receiving presents, giving presents is a must. Another text says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Christmas is a pagan holiday. I remember I descend from pagans, we Africans. Pagan is not a bad word, and I find that people have used this pagan word like it's some sinner type thing. Yeah, we pagans. If it's a pagan or African holiday or whoever else around the world, then that's good. We need to celebrate that, right? Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Christmas is a pagan holiday, whether you go to church or not. It is interesting that leaders of the church shy away from confronting that fact. It could be pagan and Christian. I have no problem with it being a pagan holiday. Every day is pagan. And then the Christian put a day of the pagan days to celebrate Christ. So I find a lot of people tend to try bully Christians, saying, no, that's a pagan holiday. You shouldn't be celebrated. But every day is pagan. You know, they have Mars Day and Jupiter Day. These are names. But surely the Christians who live inside these days, you know, you could be in the world, but not of the world. They in the pagan celebration, but not of the pagan celebration. They have their own Christian, specific Christian celebration. So the reference of the pagan is moot. There's no need to ever bring that up no more. It could be celebrated by Christians. Christ was not born on December 25th. I don't know when he born. Let's say he born on December 7th, which is a good day. Can we have Christmas on December 7th and have the same type holiday? I mean, if you don't want it on the 25th, you can celebrate on December 7th, just that you celebrate. In the late year period, behemoths need to perform a self-evaluation of themselves to take where the text going. Self-evaluation of themselves to take an inventory of their lives and relationship with God and others. I agree with that. To stress themselves with the worldliness of today's Christmas in commerce is to fall in the trap of St. Paul warned us against. Do not be conformed to the customs of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. And I agree with that, you know. And religion has steeped in on us. And we are a religious country where we have Anglican traditions, we have Baptist traditions, we have Pentecostal traditions, Church of God traditions, and all of these are traditions that are not necessarily Christian. Even the term Christian was made up by people, right? And that concept could be considered pagan, I guess, because it's not the religion itself is not, why should we get myself in problem? Let me leave it alone. So a great show as usual. If someone don't buy their woman Christmas present, gal gone. Text her. Christmas and having a significant other and buying present, it all goes together. I expect there is a need for you to buy your significant other something to, some kind of memento to say, yeah, Merry Christmas. I've been thinking about you. You are important. And whatever, especially with particular women, no, I don't believe in excuses. Even if you buy them something inexpensive, you have to buy them something to open up on Christmas. The same with children. And we have a number of civil societies now collecting gift items to donate to charities. I see that they have one for children of their parents of HIV or some sort. They're donating that. They have persons asking to donate for children of who parents were incarcerated, children who are at children's home to donate to that too. And that should be a part of our culture too, to be able to donate small gifts to particularly children who are in need, who are having a rough time, who parents are having a rough time. And that should be something cultural about us. And as we celebrate, as we remember Christ, and as we remember family, that we know that and acknowledge that there are families who are having a tough time, and we should donate part of our budget to them. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue our conversation on the other part of the break. We're going to take a short break right now and discuss what is it? What is Bahamian Christmas, or Bahamas Christmas, and what should we be celebrating, or what are we celebrating during these Christmas time, right? Anyway, we'll be right back after this short break.
Four people in the Bahamas face some level of food insecurity. Through our annual Feed 5000 program, AML Foods remains steadfast in our commitment to help those struggling with hunger and will donate $5,000 to provide holiday meals to families this Christmas. But we need your help. From November 14th to December 19th, show your support and donate at the register at any Solomon's, Costrite, Solomon's Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's locations in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here we go. J.S.
Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test, always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And we're talking Christmas, Bahamian Christmas, and what is expected and what do we do. And let's talk a little junkanoo right now, right? Right now, we're watching to see what Valley has to do or will do. And, of course, if Saxon's going to reclaim their throne. One family is always there to reckon with. And, of course, what are the new group? Aaron. I forget. Don't forget that group. But I'm watching this new group that is emerging, coming for colors, right? The Immortals. Will they actually take the crown from colors? And so that's interesting. I want to know how important, how significant is the B Junkanoo group? Do people actually stay to watch them? Or is it all about the A category? And I may have to while we do these 12 days to Christmas countdown, I may need to have a discussion regarding Junkanoo in general, the future of Junkanoo. What should Junkanoo be looking like? Are we comfortable with what Junkanoo is today? Is Junkanoo a parade or is it a festival? And those conversations need to be had, some tough conversations. And I think that we make a lot of excuses regarding that. But regarding Christmas and what we need to do, how do family islands celebrate Christmas, right? Is there Junkanoo parades on every family island? I know on the major islands, they tend to have a Junkanoo parade days after New Providence and Grand Bahama. Then you go down to Long Island, Exuma, and they have Junkanoo celebrations. But I want to know how prevalent is Junkanoo throughout the whole the Bahamas, particularly during Christmas. Is Junkanoo a Nassau-centric thing? And now it has slowly permeated to Grand Bahama and now to the major island and more touristic in general, right? That's an interesting in terms of how important it is. I also want to know, what did your church do? I started that conversation, but I want to know, do churches still do celebrations, still do annual activities for Christmas? Right? What about the Feeding Food Networks? Is this a part of your Christmas tradition, for a Bahamian Christmas tradition? I know my family at times pack food items, right? And we go under the dock, and basically searching for people, and to deliver food to people. Say, hey, we have some food here, some items here during Christmas. I know there were times we donated or to give out blankets. I want to know, have you considered that during Christmas? Just buying what I call, in quotes, the cheap blankets. And on Christmas Day, Christmas Boxing Day, Christmas Eve, go around the streets of New Providence, Grand Bahama, and distribute blankets to the indigent and those who are having a rough time, to make sure that they too receive something for Christmas, that they too are benefiting? Or is Christmas time just selfish, where we just worry about ourselves and our immediate family? I want to know, what is a part of your Christmas celebration and tradition? What about Christmas concert? How important is Byron Lee and his Dragonairs, right? Why isn't there any Bohemian soca junkanoo concert that they can celebrate during Christmas? Why we got to be inviting people into to celebrate Christmas? I mean, it's part of our tradition. I want to know that, is this our Christmas, or is this a makeshift thing? Do we have something that is distinguishedly, definitively Bohemian in terms of what it is we celebrate for Christmas, right? And all these questions, I think, is important as we move forward and define ourselves as Bohemians. And even in terms of celebrating New Year's Eve to New Year's Day, do we have our own celebrations, or do we go into the hotels and take part of their celebrations? Is this new fad of having a countdown, this annual countdown into New Year's Day, now a part of the Bohemian psyche that we must do that? We must have countdown. When I was younger, I wouldn't dare go to a club or a New Year's Day party. I know I had to be in church in case God come, right? If God come, he need to see that I went in church, I went to church, and that he'll put that towards my record and say, well, you have 1 point for that, and you able to make it in. But now we're seeing more and more younger Bohemians are now opting to go to New Year's Day party. Is this now a part of the new Christmas culture for Bohemians, to skipping or opting out of attending church on New Year's Eve in order to go to New Year's Day parties? Is that the new norm? And why is it that we want to patronize hotels instead of patronizing small Bohemian businesses instead, right? Have your children's school had any Christmas plays, right? I know that was a norm, that you get ready for your for Christmas by going to Christmas plays. Once upon a time, even report card, school report card came out before Christmas, right? So you know exactly what you want to buy your kids, to reward your kids during Christmas. But now we see that report card, they come out in post-Christmas in January. So you already buy the Christmas present, and then you realize that things, and the two of them didn't do as well as expected, but they already got the Christmas present. You know, you got to take it back, put it up until next year. You know, how important is it that to receive that Christmas report card? Or does it matter? They're going to get the Christmas present anyway, right? So those are the type of conversations I wanted to have. I wanted to put out there to have people have a conversation about in their homes, in their churches, to know that what is it when you say you're having a Bohemian Christmas, right? What can we expect? We have one major event that when you say Christmas, all Bohemians will say, yes, that's junkanoo. That's our celebration. That's what we bring forward to Christmas. And right after that, we go to food and family. And then maybe secondary, thirdly, we would mention, well, church is also a part of our Christmas tradition, right? And should it be that way? Should it come in that order, right? Or it doesn't matter. All of that makes us who we are and makes us one in terms of Christmas, Christmas celebration, right? But I wanted to have this discussion. I wanted to have this dialogue. I wanted to air it out, to say that the Bahamas is changing. The Bahamas is now solidifying as to who they are regarding Christmas time, regarding the Yuletide season. And you see that we are more Americanized when we celebrate Christmas, and we becoming more Americanized when we celebrate Christmas. And I have no problem with that, no. I have no problem with that. Part of what is culture is that we grow and we move towards fanging and defying ourselves, right? And I'm just piggybacking off the one of the texters who mentioned that Christmas is pagan. You know, Easter, they say, is pagan too. And in fact, they might say all of the religious holidays on the calendar are pagan-oriented. But that doesn't mean that the church should not celebrate and should not push forward their agenda or their religious agenda of who they identify, who they are, and in fact, within a pagan world, right? And so I wouldn't say I find it offensive when persons remind Christians that it was a pagan holiday, but I do acknowledge that Christmas is very commercialized. It has to do with spending and has to do with what the Joneses are doing, right? I appreciate the government for what they're doing at the roundabouts. It's good to see that the roundabouts are being decorated. The lamp poles are being decorated. I remember when I was younger, that was too a part of my Christmas, what to expect. When I see the poles of the Christmas decoration, I say, okay, Christmas coming, right? When I hear the jungle drums in the distance, I hit say, Christmas coming, right? So when I saw the roundabouts being decorated and now they're having annual Christmas tree competitions, house decoration competitions, I said, that's good. It improves the national psyche and how Bohemians feel, right? The emotions of Christmas, it helps with that. And this is something that we in various communities need to push forward, to have celebrations within your community, you know, recognize people within the community. And so I wanted to commend the government for doing what they normally do and decorating and having that festive feeling in the air, yeah? I also want to talk about houses being decorated. With how your community is looking. Usually in Fox Hill, we have a kaleidoscopes of colors and lights. And this year is not that many. It's like either persons are starting off late in the game regarding decorating their houses with lights, or they just don't have the money at this present time, or just decided, man, we can skip this year. There are more important things to do, right? Instead of putting up lights. But even there's a place off Marathon Road where we tend to take the kid through just to see the house lights and whatever it is, because we go driving through the communities and to see Christmas lights as part of our celebration. And we noticed that this year, this particular house through that side corner, right, did not put up any Christmas decorations. And you know, you wonder what happened, you know? And I know the year of COVID, the year afterwards, had a number of matured, elderly Bohemians transitioning, right? So this Christmas would be the first Christmas when loved ones aren't present. And how do people immortalize, recognize those people who have transitioned during the Christmas time? Do they go quiet, or do they have a celebration and say and bring out their loved one's picture and say, hey, cheers, we remember you, we're celebrating you during this Christmas time, right, that you left us to carry on? Or do they just go quiet, you know, become more reserved, right? And again, this is what I wanted to talk about, to flesh out, to let people consider, right, as we talk about what is Bohemian, what is a Bohemian Christmas, what should we be doing, what are we doing, what are we not doing, how Americanized we're doing, what types of food should we eat, you know? I do expect ham and turkey. I don't know, I haven't seen the prices, and I started Christmas shopping yesterday, in fact, and start preparing on what all should the house have for the Christmas season. But I was told to look out for the turkey price, the ham price, and it's in the hundreds of dollars instead of the usual $50 and $60. And I haven't looked yet, because you know, you gotta make space inside the freezer to hold these things. And I want to know, is the dining experience for Christmas, is it expensive this year? Have you seen that the prices have jumped? Do you believe that it's gonna be a crunch? Will you consider moving from a turkey to eat a extra large chicken, right? To have a different type of Christmas meal in order to celebrate it, right? Do you need to have the ham and turkey? Do you need to have the macaroni with the expensive egg? Or you can work around a salad and say, man, be celebrating despite, right? Can families come together and say, hey, you bake the macaroni. That's your contribution right there. You don't got to bake nothing else. Just make the macaroni because I know that's pricey. And I will buy the big chicken and prepare that big chicken. And someone else will prepare the rice. Can you afford to house people to your house, right? And say, hey, come to my house and experience Christmas dinner, right? It, or will it be too expensive for that this Christmas? I have another text here that says, yes, we need ham and turkey, buddy. Don't try to change that. So ham and turkey is important to many. This is part of what Christmas is. You need to have a juicy ham, right? You need to have a non-dry turkey, right? That's a part of Christmas. And without it, you don't necessarily feel Christmas anymore. Everything else could be ignored, but you need to have that, right? And I noticed that for Thanksgiving Day, Bahamians tend to buy takeout food in styrofoam plates. But during Christmas, we don't buy food. And I think that lends because that on Christmas, we tend to be off. And on Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving, we tend to be to work. So people tend to buy lunch, takeout lunch to eat at work in contrast to Christmas when you're home. So you expect to be eating off a real plate, right? So that might be what it is. I have a text here. It says, Mr. Nuri, Christmas is a family celebration, the birth of Jesus the Christ. We need to keep the good values of Christmas as true Bahamians. Jesus is the reason for the season. Let's celebrate with family and friends from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Shalom. And I have no problem with that, and I agree now. And I'm not disputing that what Christian should be, right? And definitely we recognize it as a Christian nation that it should be about Jesus Christ and the birth of him, right? And the celebration thereof. But I'm talking about traditions and where are we gravitating towards? Do we still go to church for Christmas? Do we, because I know going to the movies is now a part of the Bahamian Christmas tradition. And when you do go to the movies on Christmas Day, the big movie theater there on Gladstone Road, do you go to watch a Christian film for Christmas, or you go to watch one of those big box movies during the Christmas? And this is what I want to talk about. What exactly do we celebrate? You know, the rhetoric says that, yes, we should be celebrating about Jesus Christ and God and remembering our Savior. But do we do that, right? Do you see that? Is there a concern, or do we make space for different type of people? Say, okay, you can be religious if you want to, and you can be secular as you want to. How do the Muslim Bahamians celebrate Christmas? How do the Jewish Bahamians celebrate Christmas? How do the Jehovah Witness Bahamians celebrate Christmas? Do they have the right to celebrate Christmas, or can we say, no, this Christmas is not for you? This is for us persons who are Christian-oriented, right? And that's, and I would say that flippantly and as for Jess, right? But but I wanted to flesh that out when people say, well, Christmas is for Christians, right? Is it, can other people celebrate and celebrate in their own way? We have a number of West Indians here in the Bahamas, right, who celebrate Christmas differently. I know some of my Jamaican family, instead of ham and turkey, they have curry goat. And I'm saying that I can't work for that because I need the ham and turkey, right? I want to know, I see the Bajans, them have a particular fruit cake, heavy. I forget what that fruit cake is. Very good. But and it's completely different from the Bahamian fruit cake. Jamaica, some have that bun and cheese. I'm not sure how Haitian Bahamians celebrate Christmas. Do they have a special meal? Do Bahamians go and partake in their festivities to say, hey, you're new Bahamians and I want to celebrate that? Come January 1st, I think there's a Haitian celebration too, what comes in that time of Christmas. And they involve Bahamians in that, right? But like I said, as we are in our homes, as we prepare for Christmas, as we prepare and memorize, recognize the birth of Jesus Christ during this time, right? We must remember that there are different type of Bohemians out there celebrating. And what is Bohemian or Bohemiana is vast, right? But we need to also define ourselves, that when persons come to Bahamas, they know exactly what to expect, right? And at this present time, one of the premier things to expect is junkanoo. Then everything else is added after that. Right? So that's what I want to say. It's now 12:02. Juan McCartney is next. We're about to go on to the news. And have a beautiful day as we count down 14 days to Christmas. This has been Guardian Radio, the AM with CNRA. Have a wonderful day.